Once you understand the science behind forklifts, you can prepare to operate one. But it's not just a case of jumping in and driving. First, you need to understand some key safety practices. Under most circumstances, uneven or long loads can be carried safely, as long as the center of gravity remains within the stability triangle. But a combination of actions can cause a load to tip over. For instance, carrying an uneven load over a pothole or obstruction, or down an uneven or sloped road, can cause the weight to shift to one side. Another risk is carrying a capacity load and stopping abruptly, or quickly accelerating in reverse. You could also tip over if you carry a capacity load and tilt the mast forward, or drive down a ramp load first, or if you move a load in more than one direction at a time. For example, raising or lowering a load while driving. It's an unfortunate incident when a forklift tips over, but it can happen even if you're being very careful. But if you've prepared in advance, you'll know what to do to minimize the risk of injuries and damage. You should always wear your seatbelt so you remain within the safe confines of the roll cage, and to avoid the very real possibility of being thrown clear of the forklift and striking your head. And you should never try to jump clear of a tipping forklift, as you could be crushed by the overhead guard or the mast. Instead, brace yourself by holding the steering wheel firmly, planting your feet firmly on the floorboard and pushing your arms back into your seat. Then lean in the opposite direction of the tipping. It's a safe bet that you wouldn't want an untrained doctor to treat you. If they don't know what they're doing, they might do you harm. Well, the same applies to forklift operators. An untrained operator can easily injure others in the area and damage materials, the facility, or the forklift. So if you're going to be operating a forklift, you need to be properly trained and licensed. Let's review some basic safety guidelines for operating a forklift. First, never allow people to stand under or on top of the forks, or ride as passengers. Warn pedestrians to stay back from where you're operating, and never drive up to anyone standing in front of a bench or other fixed object. Next, you should only operate the forklift from the driver's seat. Remember to always look in the direction of travel, including when backing up. And make sure pedestrians know when you're coming. For example, if you're backing up, it's not enough to rely on the reverse alarm to warn passengers. You should always sound the horn at corners, when crossing aisles and near doorways. Be sure you travel at a speed which you can quickly and easily stop if a pedestrian steps out in front of you. Finally, be aware that areas with flammable vapors or combustible dust require specially designed or adapted forklifts. In addition to looking out for people when driving a forklift, you also need to pay attention to overhead installations, such as power lines, gantry cranes, and fixed structures when lifting your load. Power lines are a particular cause for concern. They pose significant risks, including electric shock, arcing, and fires. So always maintain a safe distance. You also need to remember that on occasions when your load is blocking your vision, you should drive in reverse. Another consideration when driving a forklift is how to deal with railway tracks. You should cross them diagonally to help keep the forklift stable. And don't park your forklift too close to a track, or it might get hit by a passing train. As a general rule, don't park within 20 metres of a rail-level crossing. In fact, you must obtain the required rail safety training and approval from the operator before entering or parking within a rail corridor. When it comes to driving a forklift, you can't apply the same principles as driving a regular vehicle. In most vehicles, when you turn the steering wheel, the front wheels turn in the direction of the steering wheel, and the rear wheels follow. However, when you steer a forklift, the rear wheels turn while the front wheels continue forward, creating a condition in which the back of the forklift swings out. Rear wheel swing out causes most of the forklift-related damage to property accidents. The brakes also operate differently. Cars have hydraulic brakes, while forklifts have mechanical, friction, or hydraulic brakes that may not respond the same way as the brakes of a car. If you don't keep these differences in mind, you may end up operating the forklift incorrectly in an emergency situation. There are several instances during your workday when you may have to leave your forklift unattended. When doing so, you need to ensure it doesn't create a health or safety risk. For example, never block exits or access to emergency equipment. If you don't have a designated parking area, remove the load and then park on level ground in a covered area, out of the way of pedestrian and other traffic. When parking, there are four actions you need to take. First, set the parking brake. Then, set the gear to neutral. Next, fully lower the forearms and tilt them slightly forward so their tips touch the ground. And finally, turn off the engine and remove the key. Operating a forklift safely means staying aware and following key safety practices to avoid endangering people or property. Now let's pause here so you can practice what you've learned by answering some questions.